remedies for a beat of mind. Waiting them talk, make I hear my guy. Break all the chains where they bind my mind. Open my eyes, make I see my guy.
Yo, hello ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I am Alex Ebuka, your host on the Deep Prem Podcast. And I welcome you back to the second episode on the series Breaking the Habit. And on this episode, we'll be focusing mainly on our thoughts, our feelings, and our minds. Yeah, this episode is going to be more of scientific analysis. So grab your popcorn, sit tight, and let's go on it. On the last episode, we talked about our mind, which is seen as the most powerful tool on Earth. Also made mention of the quantum field. We talked about we being afraid of the unknown and the uncertainty. We also made mention of our minds creating our reality. I'm absolutely a big believer of our mind creating our reality. And I'm very sure at the end of this episode, you will also have the understanding of how our mind creates our reality. And lastly, on the first episode, we made mention of the belief system. And it's from this belief system we'll be kickstarting on this second episode. There are some things that are seen as the factors that are holding you back from creating a new life, from breaking your habits. The belief system is one of the major things that have shaped our lives and our present reality. It's also among the factors that are holding you back from breaking your habits, from changing your life. We also have factors such as perceived will to change. Are you willing to break your habits? Do you really have the perceived will to break your habits? We have your timing, your courage, and your determination. Are you truly determined to break your habits? In order to break our habits, we have to come in a new understanding of ourselves and the world around us so that we can have a new knowledge and new experiences about ourselves and the world around us. And while we are trying to have these new experiences and new knowledge, we should understand that the fear of the unknown, the fear of the uncertainty will kick in, and we should be wary of this. We should have the understanding that we need to surrender to the unknown. We shouldn't fear the unknown because there might be good things that lies on the unknown path. Truth is, you have to come in concurrence that your thought patterns have consequences so great that they create your reality. We are all blessed. We can all reap the benefits of our constructive efforts. We don't have to settle for our present reality. No matter what our present reality may be, whether it's good or bad, we can always create a new one whenever we choose to. We can always create a new reality, so we don't really have to settle for what we are seeing today as our reality. We all have the ability to create a new reality because for better or for worse, our thoughts do influence our life. Just settle down for a moment and think about this. I'm sure this is not the first time you are hearing it, and even if it's your first time you are hearing it, and for those that truly believe that our thoughts create our reality, wouldn't you like to focus your thoughts on what you want and you immediately act upon what you want, than you focusing your thoughts on your problems or on the negativity, which only breeds depression, anxiety, and the reoccurrence of negative realities? Like, it's better that having to understand that our thoughts create our reality, it's best that we focus on our thoughts on what is positive in our life, on what we truly want, than focusing our thoughts on our present problem, on our negativities that will only breed depression into our life, that will only breed anxiety. All these things is what we choose to do. It's either we focus on the positive or we focus on the negative. We all have the ability to focus on what we truly want to focus on. It is scientifically proven that our thinking and our feeling affects all aspects of life beyond space and time. Man, this is truly deep. You need to deep think about this. We as humans have two major states, which are the state of being, which is our body, and the state of mind, which is our brain. Having to understand that we as human beings are of two states, I realize that a bitter truth is many people exist in a state where the body becomes the mind. and where they are ruled almost exclusively by the body and how the body feels. I was trying to explain this to my friend the other time, and I used the analogy of a tractor, whereby the tractor has lots of different parts. Then you see the head, where there is a glass on top of the parts. Then there is one man inside the head of the tractor controlling every part of the tractor. So I explain it in the sense that if we are to use that tractor in the place of human beings, the glass head on top of the tractor is our head and our brain. Then the man that is inside the head of the tractor is our mind that is inside our brain. Then the body of the tractor is our body. In the sense that the body of the tractor cannot control the head. It is the man that is inside the head of the tractor that controls the body. It's the same way in our own body as well, whereby our mind controls our brain, which controls our body as well. So if it's in the sense that a lot of people has allowed their body to become their mind that controls them, it's a total wrong thing, and there should be a turnaround in the sense that you should realize that your mind is different from your body, and your mind should be the one controlling your body, not your body controlling your mind, or not your body in place of your mind controlling your body. Having to understand all this brought the idea of what we call the observer's effect. To understand the observer effect, you have to realize that the world is composed of an infinite number of subatomic particles. When an observer takes note of an electron at some point and time in space, all possibilities of that entity or electron accumulate in a physical manifestation. In other words, closely watching the electron causes it to collapse into reality. This discovery proved that there is a link that exists between our minds and matter. Our minds, when it's subjected to physical control, create changes in our physical world. Now, this is the aspect of our mind creating reality, or our mind affecting our reality. For the observer effect, it's not just our brain or our mind that is at work influencing matter, but it's also our body as well at work at the same time. So our body and mind becomes one as an observer, and it has an effect on our external world. If you truly want a new habit, you ought to have an intentional thought and heightened emotions that affect our external world. Intentional thoughts and heightened emotions. Emotions is basically energy in motion, our feelings. An intentional thought needs an energizer, a catalyst. And that energizer, that catalyst, is our elevated emotion. Our heart and mind becomes one. It's even in the holy book of the Bible, where it says we need to trust God in heart and mind, in spirit and in truth. Having to understand that once your heart and mind becomes one, anything you say or anything you proclaim shall come to pass. That's for the holy book of the Bible. Now, it's also in our aspect of our day-to-day lives, whereby our heart and mind working together, our thoughts and feelings working together. These two things form what it's called electromagnetic charge into the quantum field. The quantum field does not respond to our wishes or emotions alone, nor does it respond to our thoughts alone. But what the quantum field responds to is the combination of a clear and defined thought with an open heart of emotions. The quantum field does not respond to what we want or what we are thinking, but what it responds to is who we are being, the state of our mind and the state of our hearts. Our feelings and our thoughts forms our being. During my course of research, I found out that our thoughts that we think are seen as an electric charge, and our feelings that we feel are seen as magnetic charge in the quantum field. Our thoughts sends an electric charge into the quantum field, and our feelings magnet back that electric charge to us. Together, how we think and how we feel produces a state of being which generates an electromagnetic signature that influences every atom in our world through the quantum field. This alone should prompt us to ask ourselves, what am I broadcasting into this quantum field, consciously or unconsciously? How am I thinking and feeling that produces an electromagnetic charge into the quantum field? What I am broadcasting into the quantum field, is it what I truly want in my reality? Or am I broadcasting a positivity into the quantum field? Or am I broadcasting negativity into the quantum field? Because our thought is the electric charge that is sent into the quantum field. And how we feel is the magnetic charge that magnets back that electric charge we have sent already into the quantum field. So if you are thinking negativity and you are feeling that what you are thinking will happen, my dear, definitely that negativity will happen. But it is your responsibility to understand your thoughts subconsciously and consciously, and also understand how you feel consciously and subconsciously. Having to understand that is our duty to understand this, brought to the fact that our routine known thoughts and feelings perpetuates the same patterns, which creates the same habits and also creates the same reality. So if we want to change our habits, we have to think, feel and act in a new wave than what we have been acting before. We have to be in different terms of our responses to our experience. We have to respond to our experiences differently from the way we have been responding before. We have to create a new state of mind. We have to observe a new outcome with that new state of mind we have created. We cannot change our habits if we still remain the same person we are. We cannot change our outcome, or we cannot change our lives. We cannot change what we truly want to change if we are still on the same frequency of which we want to change. If we are still on that same frequency, we cannot change our habits. It is totally impossible to change. So if you want to truly change your habits, you have to create a new perspective of viewing the world around you, of viewing yourself. You have to create a new state of mind so that you can be on that state of mind to create a new habit. Because if you are on your old state of mind, you will always produce your old ways. I know it's absolutely frustrating when we are trying to create a new event, we are trying to create a new thing, we are trying to change our habits, but it ends up always the same. It ends up being negative. Everything we have tried seems as if it's not working. But you truly need to understand this. As long as you remain the same person that you were before you had the idea of wanting to break your habits or wanting to change your life, you will always emanate the same electromagnetic charge that sends into the quantum field, and it will also produce the same reality for you. So to break your habits is to change your energy, is to change your energy in motion. That is your emotion, that is how you feel. To make an elementary change in your mindset, to make an elementary change in the way you view the world, in your perspective. If you want a new outcome, you have to break your old habits and reinvent your new habits. You have to break your old self and reinvent a new self. In my course of research, I came to the understanding that our thoughts has patterns, and these patterns are of two ways. It's either coherent pattern or incoherent pattern. Now let me explain this for you. How many times have you tried to create an event? Or how many times have you wanted a new thing? In your mind, you were thinking that the end result of that thing you want or the event you wanted to create was possible. But you had the deep feelings in your heart that it wasn't possible. The question is, what was the result of that incoherent thought pattern you were sending into the quantum field? Will I answer it for you? Why is it that nothing manifested? Why is it that the event you wanted to create never happened? It's just the same. What you were thinking was on one frequency, and how you were feeling about what you were thinking was on a different frequency. So it can never happen. But once you are thinking that what you want is positive, and you are feeling that it is positive and it has happened already, I'm telling you, that thing you are thinking about will manifest. What you want will happen. The way you want to change, it will definitely happen. It's no magic. It's scientifically proven. It's also scientifically proven that our thoughts is the language of our brain, and our feelings is the language of our body. So if our brain is speaking a different language and our feelings is also speaking a different language, will there be communication? No, there won't be a communication. But if they are speaking one language, then there will be communication on what you truly want in the quantum field. In the course of this research, I also found about what we call cause and effect, and causing an effect. And causing an effect is basically about our internal environment, which is our thinking and our feeling, and our external environment, which is the things we see around us. Now, when your external environment is controlling your internal environment, which is your thinking and your feeling, this is seen as your external environment causing an effect in your internal environment. Actually, this is the bad part. But if you change the way this thing happens, in the sense that your internal environment controls your external environment, this is seen as you causing an effect on your external environment. Now, if I'm to give an example of our external environment causing an effect in our internal environment, and also our internal environment causing an effect on our external environment, I will ask you a question of, what are you grateful for? Maybe you might tell me you are grateful for your new job. Yes, it's worth being grateful for. You are grateful for your family. Yes, it's also worth being grateful for. You are grateful for your new car, your new house, the friends you have around you, the wonderful things you experience in your life. We all need to be grateful for that thing. But you need to understand that all this that you have mentioned is of the external world. So if all this that you have mentioned was not in your external world, will you still be grateful? Now, that is a typical example of your external environment causing an effect in your internal environment, how you think and how you feel. But in a different form, whereby your internal environment will cause an effect on your external environment. Let me give you an example of this right now. Imagine you are praying for something that you don't have in your external world currently. You are thinking, you have the defined thought of what you want while praying. And in your heart, you have these deep feelings that what you want will already manifest or has already manifested. Then it is you causing an effect from your internal environment to your external environment. The only thing that you need to wait on is time for what you have created in your internal environment to manifest in your external environment. We all have the power to create our reality. We all have the power to cause an effect on our external environment. And these are the aspects in which I made mention earlier in this episode, where I said our mind creates our reality. And this is the message I'm going to leave you on this episode, and the episode 2 will be coming out as well. I'll always leave you with this: stay positive, live healthy, and let love lead. Boomba!
Now tell me what it is, and tell me how you be. Oh man, I'm losing my mind. I know God me to preach, but enlighten your spirit. I give you word and advice. So tell me what it is, and tell me how it be. Oh man, I'm losing my mind. I know God me to preach, but enlighten your spirit. I give you word of advice. So make I tell you something.